Yeah.
Recently, one friend, they asked me, when you came in Vrindavan, especially Radha Kund, there's so many... to make it short, what is the difference between Babaji's and Gaudiya Math, ISKCON, in the main differences?
Wow.
To make it short.
Yeah.
Make it short. Okay. He asked me, but I don't know. I said, I don't know what is there.
Long and short of it. Yeah.
The main differences between the Babaji's and the ISKCON and Gaudiya Math, which is commonly referred to as IGM, anyone that follows the net and blog articles and that kind of thing, you know, the philosophical discussions, this party versus that party, IGM. Generally, there's two camps that are described in the world of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. One is called traditional Parivara, and the other is called the Neo-Vedic, or Neo-Gaudiya. Neo-Gaudiya, or this is half, maybe. Maybe a little brief. Yeah, like that's good. Yeah, that's good. Thanks. One is called traditional Parivars, or Parivar means family. Traditional lines are families descending from the time of Lord Chaitanya. And the other is called Neo-Gaudiya movements, which means new, not traditional. That's the two categories. So in the Neo group would be the what's commonly lumped together is called IGM, ISKCON, Gaudiya Math. ISKCON, once and then all Gaudiya Math. Because they all basically follow the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Prabhupada was just presenting their teachings. Also, in his own realizations. So the difference, there's differences, philosophical differences, there's differences in a parampara, there's differences in sadhya, and there's differences in sadhana. It's not, in ISKCON especially, the sadhana and sadhya are not very clear. Sadhya means the goal. You interview 50 devotees from ISKCON. What is the goal of your practices? Oh, to go to worship Nrisingadev, to love Nrisingadev, to love Sita and Ram, to love Radha Krishna, to go to Goloka, go to Vrindavan, go back to Godhead. Many things will be said. What's the sadhana? And everyone will say different things. So the main sadhana the difference, they're not clear about sadhana and sadhya. And their main thing that IGM, what you say ISKCON is teaching, and is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Officially and doctrinally and in their shastras and their teachers, they're teaching Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And the second half of Sadhana Bhakti is called Raganuga. And then perfected Bhakti is called Bhava Bhakti, which in its mature state is called Prema Bhakti. So there's many philosophical differences. The ideology or the philosophy of ISKCON Gaudiya Math, they take their lead or they take their conclusions and ultimate points from the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and of course Srila Prabhupada. But in the Babaji's, their sources, they take their philosophy and their lead, their understanding of the Tattva Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It includes the Shrutis and Smritis and Upanishads, Mahabharata, Ramayana, then all the writings of the six Goswamis, Sri Rupshi Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath, Echai Gosai Kori Chanaran Vandan, Yahoite Vignanash Avishtapuran. And after the six Goswamis, the writings of Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa and Sanatan, then they have the writings of Prabodhananda Saraswati, and they have the writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and the writings of Krishnadas Kaviraj, and the writings of then the next generation down 60 or 80 years, Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Then after another 200 or so years, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Baladevi Vidyabhushan. These are the sources of authority for the Siddhanta and Tattva of all the traditional Parivars, the families descending from families and lines of devotees, Gaudiya Vaishnavas descending from Srila Dvaitacharya, from Sri Nityananda Prabhu, from Gadadhar, like this. And then, of course, for Kreshara Pandit, there's different minor lines. Lord Chaitanya didn't initiate. So there's many differences, philosophical differences, in terms of the identity of the jiva, the practice of the sadhana, and the goal, and then maryada. Maryada means behavior and attitudes. Generally, in traditional parivars, they're very broad-minded and respectful of everyone. And everyone, they say, all right, whatever you're doing, it's very good. But we find in the neo-Gaudiya movements, they oftentimes become very opinionated, that this is right and this is wrong. So I think the main differences are the issue of what they bring up, what they consider, what they say, is that the parampara issue. Where is the line? Where is the unbroken line of parampara? Because in this ISKCON Gaudiya Math, there's not unbroken. There's many hundreds of years differences between different gurus, and then the Siddhanta. Like someone was asking the other day, the origin of the jiva. He said, "Oh, one ISKCON devotee said I went to class, had one guru, he gave his class about the jiva, and I was in Vrindavan. A month later, another guru came, and they both said different things." One ISKCON guru, he said the jivas were in Krishna Lila. Somehow they became envious, or they exercised their minute independence, and they left the association. Lord, they fell into this prison house in the material world, and are being punished by Maya Devi. And eventually, they rectify themselves, take up bhakti, and get liberated. And another sannyasi in ISKCON gave a class. He said, "No, we're a nadi." Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the jiva is anadi bahirmukh, anadi. Since beginningless time, he's looking outward. And he's part of this, he's called Tatastit Shakti, and he's always been in the material world. But if you ask, all the Babaji's have one Siddhanta, all the line of Nityananda and Vaita and Gadadhar. Satyanarayan, Dr. Satyanarayan Das Babaji, you know, he's in the line of Gadadhar Pandit Parivar. He says he has this Siddhanta and Advaita, all the same. There are some minor differences in bhajan and some applications of some principles of bhajan. But the Tattva Siddhanta and the Parampara and the Maryada, it's all unified and the same. So they're everywhere it's like that, but these are very glaring differences. Everywhere we have the concept of one and different. Okay, we're all Germans, but are we all the same? You're Hare Krishna, but not every German's a Hare Krishna. What's the difference? We're all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And we all worship Krishna and Radha in some type of way. And Samite conception. And we all believe in Vrindavan. And we all worship Vrindavan as a holy place. There's basic similarities. But the differences are significant. And in terms of Tattva Siddhanta, because the ideas and some of the outlooks of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati are novel and are means new. Some are their own revelations or realizations, which the members of ISKCON Gaudiya Math, they accept as the absolute truth and as the Bible for them. That's well and good, because they're part of their preceptorial line. But in the Babaji's, in the traditional Parivars, they don't even know what's in those, what they say. Across the board also, that no one is, because they've maybe seen some of the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his son, and they say, wait a minute, this is different than Jiva Goswami. This is different than Narottam Das Thakur. This is different. So now, so I have to make a decision, I have to choose. Am I going to follow the six Goswamis' conclusions and the Goswamis of Baladeva Devotion, or am I going to follow these Neo-Gaudiya conclusions, which are sounding very logical and very interesting, but they're the revelations or realizations or whatever you want to say of these acharyas from this other line. So this is the main differences. Everyone wears tilak. What tilak? We wear the tilak according to your parivara. It identifies you, what group you're in. There's fundamental philosophical, important philosophical differences and understandings of the even Gaudiya Siddhanta as it exists. In other words, the conception of parampara in traditional parivars is traditional conception. The guru initiates the disciple. Disciple initiates, disciple becomes guru, initiates, goes down. I found a very interesting point here in this book. It's called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is written by Srila Prabhupada's godbrother. It was published in 1969 in English. And he's talking here about, of course, it's the it's called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, same as our nectar devotion. And a very interesting point. I was surprised. It's one of his personal commentaries. He translated it. He's talking about the identification of bhakti. The definition of bhakti, that's a whole verse there, and the second wave, verse number 2. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa saranabhida nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam ridhi sadhyata. So this whole discussion, this verse, it's there in our... This is Ban Maharaj, B-O-N, and then we have our Banu, B-H-A-N-U, my godbrother, Banu Maharaj, who translates books, and he has also, I have that also, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he says, what is this Bhava Bhakti, and how does one attain it? So that's a whole other discussion, but it's Bhava is eternally existing in the spiritual world, it descends and manifests in the heart. That's why it says prakat. The word prakat means it manifests. It's nitya sirasya bhavasya. So does the sadhaka... In other words, here's the question I wrote in the margin. Can you turn the light on? There's a light there. Can you just turn this button there? No, no further this way. No more my way. No. Yeah. You want fan?
No, I'm fine.
Fan? Oh. I have a different thermostat. No, it's okay. No, I'm okay. I'm not that hot myself. I'm pretty old. Cold potato. So the question, does a sadhaka, that means a practitioner, someone who's practicing bhakti, does he attain Bhava Bhakti automatically as a result of practicing sadhana? So I'm chanting my 16 rounds every day. Matter of fact, I could make a new file.